search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program In Search of Piety. The topic of today's episode or session is the essence of Islam. What is meant by the essence of Islam? Or is this title referring to a particular narration, inshallah? We will reveal all later in this episode. First, I would like to share some words with you. These words are special words because through these words we may attain great benefit and many good deeds. How many good deeds and what kind of benefit? Well, just imagine 70 angels, not one, not 10, not 20, 70 angels writing good deeds for us for not one day, not a week, not a month, not even a year, 1,000 days. Yes, 70 angels will write good deeds for us for 1,000 days if we say the following words and we pray they are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In light of hadith, what are those words? Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahluh. This is a type or an expression of salawat, sending blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this particular narration mentions, or this particular expression, the reward that is mentioned regarding this is that for a thousand days, 70 angels will write good deeds for us. And this is something that we should try to attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's amazing when we, especially younger believers and especially children, when they are told something like this, they take it for what it is and they try to apply this to their lives and they try to attain this reward. Sometimes elders or those who are slightly older, they begin to think, how is it? Or is it these words, or is it a variation, or how sure can we be that this will be the case? And they start to complicate the issue. When it comes to excellence, when it comes to the benefit of deeds, then we should not overcomplicate and overthink the issue. It's simple. If we hope to attain this reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we say, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. It's very easy to memorize. It shouldn't take you long. But even if you read it from any of the books that are sold by Maktabatul Madina or any posters that you may find this Durood Sharif on, you can just repeat it. It's a matter of seconds, but hoping in the mercy of Allah, if accepted in His court, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us a great reward. So within seconds, many good deeds, or good deeds being written by the innocent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels for 1,000 days, isn't this something that we want for ourselves? I'm sure we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to not only attain this benefit, but other benefits of sending blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Coming back to the main part of our episode, today we will, the title is The Essence of Islam. Before we come to this particular theme, I would like to continue sharing with you some accounts from the life of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. We started this in our last episode and some inspiring quotes about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an and some memorable moments from his life, radiallahu anhu. First, I would like to begin with a quote that is mentioned by Hafiz Abu Nu'aym al-Asfahani. He mentions that, first he describes Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and he says Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was someone who would be steadfast in his invocations. So anything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam instructed him to read, he was among those who would be steadfast, and he would read whatever he was instructed to read without fail. And he would strive for provisions of the hereafter, in the words of Hafiz Abu Nu'aym. Hafiz Abu Nu'aym then quotes from the people of Tasawwuf, saying that Tasawwuf means that one remains inclined, has a strong inclination, remains inclined to the beloved in attaining his objective. And this was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was forever striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a natural, almost a natural trait for him radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The next account that I would like to share with you is a very famous account. And as a result of this, we have a very beautiful invocation that we try to do after Salah and before we go to sleep. Before I tell you what it is, I would like to share the account. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some prisoners were brought into the prophetic court. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, just summarizing the narration, he said that he expressed to Sayyida Fatima, his wife, radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she should go to her honorable father and request a servant from him. This would help matters of the household, the work that is required to be done at home. This will become easy, because he himself was witnessing how Sayyida Fatima, radiallahu ta'ala anha, would strive to maintain things in-house. So he advised her to go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and request a slave or a servant to assist in this matter. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She expresses salam in the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but she is too shy, and due to her utmost modesty, she could not find it in herself to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a servant to help in the affairs of her household. So she returns empty-handed. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an encourages her a second time, and she goes again on a second occasion. Again, she is not able to express this request in the presence of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, due to her modesty, due to being shy and her natural modesty. On the third occasion, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu assists her, and both husband and wife radiallahu anhuma, they go together to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu himself reveals to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that this was the reason why we came. We wanted to request a servant to help in the affairs of our household. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, when he heard this request, he responded by saying, shall I not tell you something which is better for you than red camels? Again, that expression which I mentioned in the last episode, that should I not tell you something that is of great importance or of great significance or excellence, a point of excellence, or something that is very beneficial? Obviously, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he expressed, yes, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, every morning and evening, recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. That's Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times, morning and evening. And he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam revealed that this would be a means of attaining 1,000 good deeds. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said that after this, I did not neglect this action. I always did this. He radiallahu anhu was steadfast in the invocations that were given to him by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In another report, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu describes another situation. He says that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam visited him and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat between them and revealed the same invocation. That is 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said thereafter, I did not neglect this, meaning he was steadfast in reciting this. This was before going to sleep, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you approach your bed, when you want to rest, then before you go to sleep, to recite this particular invocation. And again, for us, this is a reminder that we can do both. There are other benefits, and this is famously referred to as Tasbih of Fatima radiallahu anha. So it's something that comes from the direct instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. But for us, the lesson or the point that I want to highlight is the steadfastness of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. That he, as soon as he was given the instruction, he said, after that, I did it every day. In fact, in some traditions where it's mentioned that except for the night of the expedition of Siffin, he said, then I remembered it and I did it. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu would do this every single day, and he was punctual and steadfast in following the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Consider Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, that she has every right as the most beloved daughter of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to request something. The fact that she was personally going through a difficult time keeping up, staying on top of the tasks at home, but she was too shy and her modesty did not allow her to even express a permissible request. And this is a lesson for not only our sisters in Islam, this is a lesson for all Muslims. That when it comes to matters of need, sometimes we can get by, or often we can get by, and we shouldn't resort to asking from other people unless it's an absolute last resort. And sometimes the inner self-respect or the inner self-dignity will remind us of this fact that we can get by. Now maybe we just need to face this slightly difficult time, this challenging phase. We just face it after every difficulty rather, with the mercy of Allah, the ease is twofold. But often what happens is as soon as a difficulty comes, people are always looking, oh, can you help me? Can you give me something? Can you do this for me? So let us face the difficulty to the best of our abilities. First, when it becomes a last resort, then obviously the means of seeking help is there. The people of Allah, the creation of Allah, are there to help each other, and they are rewarded for this. And this is how Allah has created us. He is Malikul Asbab, and He has created Asbab. So we do seek help from our Muslim brothers and sisters when required. Hafiz Abu Nu'aym al-Asfahani rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions another beautiful trait of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. Again, remember, we are highlighting the traits of the pious predecessors, the righteous elite, so that we adopt these, we embrace these character traits, we try to follow these ways, and we apply these elements to our lives to make ourselves better Muslims. That's the purpose. So it's not just about telling you the accounts or relating the sayings of wisdom. We're trying to apply this to our very own lives, and we're trying to improve ourselves as Muslims. So he mentioned Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, saying that Sayyidina Ali made striving necessary upon himself. He was a man who willingly would strive, who would work hard, and on some occasions even laboring, meaning he would do things he would exert so much energy in what he did, and he went out of his way, or he even worked himself at times for a particular purpose. In light of this, Hafiz Abu Nu'aym mentions a point of tasawwuf, as he usually does in his sections. He mentions that tasawwuf is that one does not rely on the means, the asbab, rather one looks at decree, at what has been decreed, at destiny, meaning the asbab are there, but we really don't, or we shouldn't rely on the apparent means that we see, because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls these asbab. He is the master of the asbab. If Allah wants, then we may not even reach the means to solve an issue or to attain something, because death may come to us before that, or another obstacle may come our way. So although we use the asbab, we do not put all our trust in the asbab, and we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we look to, or we consider our destiny and decree. Meaning, the fact that we don't know what is decreed for us, so we are wary in every situation. We're not laid back, we're careful, and we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we take the step, and when we make, after we make the intention. Sayyidina Mujahid reports, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he reports that once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, he came to us with his imama tied, and he told us, he related this account to us, saying that once in Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'azima, I was very hungry. He said, I was extremely hungry in Madinatul Munawwara, and I began to look for any labor, meaning any work that I could do where I would physically do something and attain something in return. So he said, I was looking, and there was a woman who had like a mound of soil or earth, and she wanted to moisten it, so she needed water. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said that it was agreed that for every bucket load, one date. Subhanallah. One date for every bucket load of water. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said, I filled 16 bucket loads, and I brought 16 bucket loads to her, due to which my hands became blistered. And he said, I washed my hands, and then I came, I approached the woman to obviously receive what he had earned. And he said that the woman counted 16 dates and gave, nothing extra. You'd think that after such exertion, even getting his hands, developing blisters on his hands, it probably, the woman may give more out of generosity. Not on this occasion. She counted 16 and gave him one for each bucket load. And what did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu do? This is the beautiful part, and you can only try to imagine the kind of bond that he had with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, because he said, I took those dates and I came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I told him the whole account about how he was hungry, how he struck an agreement with this woman, his hands became blistered, and he was given exactly 16 dates, and he sat with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he shared these dates with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful memory, what a beautiful moment. And the lesson for us, among other lessons, is that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, a man of self-dignity, a man of striving, he did not ask anyone for anything. He simply went out and he looked for a means to earn enough to feed himself for that moment. Not earn enough for the rest of the day or rest of the week. Just to remove or to ease the pangs of hunger, extreme hunger, which he said. Just to ease this feeling, he labored, he exerted himself 16 days. And when after that effort, he comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he shares his earning with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the natural generosity of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And in another narration, it is mentioned that he radiallahu an once said that he went into a garden and he spoke to the owner of that garden, and the agreement was for every bucket load, one date to water the plants or the crops, whatever was there in that garden. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an said, I brought some bucket loads of water, and then I was given dates enough to fill my hand. For a handful of dates, he radiallahu an did this, and then he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they both had those dates, shared those dates between themselves. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, this ties in with this understanding that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an was one who had no inclination to this world. And this is a trait of piety. This is the special trait of the righteous. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu that Allah adorned him with a beauty that is beyond the adornment or the beauty given to anyone else or granted to anyone else. And he referred, what he was referring to was being disinclined or turning away from the world. This was described as beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And now coming to the main part or one of the main themes or the main narrations of today's session, the essence of Islam. This is in light of a narration reported by Sayyidina Julas bin Amr radiallahu an, who reported that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an was once approached by a man from the Banu Khuza'a. And this man, he asked Sayyidina Ali a question. He said, O leader of the Muslims, have you heard the definition of Islam from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu revealed that he did, and then described Islam to this man. And it's quite a deep, he described the different divisions in Islam. He defined Islam in different parts. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, he first said in terms of deeds, he meant that Islam has, there are four fundamental elements. What are they? Patience, certainty, jihad, and fairness or justice. Then he said patience is divided into four. Number one, the will, the desire of paradise. Number two, fear of the fire of hell. Number three, turning away from this world. Number four, waiting for death. And he explained that the one who desires paradise, he will be away from personal desires, from desires which turn him away from the path of guidance. And he said the one who fears the fire of hell, he will save himself from prohibited actions or haram actions. He also mentioned that turning away from the world will make patience easy when one is facing calamities. Then he said that yaqeen or certainty has four elements or four levels. He said understanding, knowledge, advice, and following the sunnah. And then he explained that the one who attained understanding, he attains knowledge or insight. And the one who attains knowledge or insight, he benefits from counsel or he benefits from advice. And the one who attained advice, he followed the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, jihad is divided into four types. Commanding the good, condemning the evil, speaking the truth, or remaining, upholding the truth in every situation, and being averse to the disobedience of those who transgress, meaning not having an inclination to the wrongdoers. And he explained this also, each element. Then he said, justice has four types. He said, or four levels. He said, to investigate, to adorn oneself with knowledge, to know the laws of the religion, and to stay or remain in the field or in the garden of forbearance. This was a detailed answer that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh gave to the man who asked about the meaning or definition of Islam. And a lot of these themes or these themes and elements are statements of advice, each and every one in their own right. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn from the advice, from the sayings, from the experiences of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we strive to walk upon the path of piety. May Allah accept our endeavors. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety.